USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration has announced the U.S. is withdrawing from Syria. Senator Lindsey Graham spoke on Fox News.
This is going to lead to the reemergence of ISIS, and the biggest winner of all this will be the Iranians, and that's too bad.
A federal judge is refusing to dismiss the president's most recent request to block access to his tax returns. The ruling says, in part, that he can't endorse what he calls a categorical and limitless assertion of presidential immunity from the judicial process. Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr. wants the returns as part of his investigation into the Trump Organization's involvement in buying the silence of two women who claim to have had affairs with the president. The president's lawyers say the investigation is politically motivated and that he is immune from any criminal probe as long as he is president. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Immigration protesters drown out a Trump administration official. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Protesters greet the acting U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security as Kevin McAleenan tries to deliver the keynote remarks at Georgetown Law School's 16th Annual Immigration Law and Policy Conference.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for the kind introduction, Andrew. For your commitment to dialogue and conversation.
After trying to start that speech three times, McAleenan walked off the stage and the forum continued without him.
Former President Carter showed up at Ryman Auditorium in Nashville last night with a bandage over a black eye. He explains,
I got up this morning at home in Plains getting ready to go to church, and I fell down and hit my forehead on a sharp edge.
The 95-year-old got 14 stitches, but he still insisted on keeping his commitment to honor Habitat for Humanity volunteers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The average price for gasoline across the country has fallen by 0.3 cents this week, down to $2.65 a gallon. USA's John Clemens reports.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us that $2.65 national average is actually a 27-cent decrease from last year.
Average prices across the country stand at $2.65, a small increase of 0.3 cents from a week ago. Overall, prices remain 27 cents lower than last year when they averaged $2.91 a gallon.
California Motors are paying the most, but even they may get a break later this week.
Gas prices across most areas of the country will likely trickle lower this week thanks to oil prices having fallen. Even California, hard hit by refinery issues, should see some relief as well.
I'm John Clemens.
In Huntington Beach, California,
something exploded. Whoa!
A series of electrical explosions hurt at least 5 people during an Oktoberfest celebration. Fire Chief Jeff Lopez.
There is an underground vault containing 3 transformers, and one of those transformers exploded. And so that initial explosion knocked everybody down.
The exact cause of the explosion is still under investigation. You don't have to wait for the top of the hour. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.